Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Opposite of Cheating, Teaching for Integrity in the Age of AI by Tricia Bertram Gallant and David A. Redinger is a higher education book about academic integrity, assessment, and teaching practice in a period shaped by generative AI, published by the University of Oklahoma Press in 2024. It addresses a question many instructors now face: how to preserve meaningful learning when tools such as ChatGPT can produce polished academic work on demand. Rather than treating integrity mainly as a surveillance or enforcement problem, the book presents it as a teaching and learning issue. Its central idea is that the most effective response to cheating is not simply harsher punishment or more detection technology, but better course design, clearer expectations, and stronger support for students' ethical development. Grounded in academic integrity scholarship and aimed largely at college educators and administrators, the book offers a constructive framework for responding to old and new forms of misconduct. It positions AI not as a completely separate crisis, but as a new context that makes long-standing educational weaknesses more visible. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, teaching rather than policing as the central response. A defining idea in the book is that the opposite of cheating is teaching. This phrase captures the author's effort to move educators away from a narrow preoccupation with catching dishonest behavior and toward a broader concern with how learning is designed, supported, and assessed. In this view, cheating is not only a violation of rules, but also a sign that educational conditions may be encouraging performance over understanding. That does not remove student responsibility, but it changes where educators place their energy. Instead of centering classroom life on suspicion, the book encourages instructors to ask how they can better facilitate genuine learning under contemporary conditions. This is especially important in the AI era, where opportunities for shortcutting work have expanded rapidly. A purely punitive model becomes exhausting and often ineffective when new tools appear faster than institutions can regulate them. The authors therefore advocate a more positive and sustainable approach, one that treats integrity as part of teaching practice itself. This reframing helps lower the emotional temperature around misconduct while still preserving accountability. It also gives faculty a more practical path forward, because improving learning environments is usually more within their control than trying to eliminate every possible method of cheating. Secondly, why students cheat and why motives matter. Another important theme is the insistence that educators understand why students cheat before trying to stop it. The book does not present cheating as a trait belonging only to bad students. Instead, it reflects a well-established view in academic integrity research that misconduct often grows out of pressure, fear of failure, lack of confidence, confusion about expectations, time stress, and social norms. In the context of AI, these pressures can become even more consequential because students may see generative tools as fast, private, and low risk. By focusing on motives and situations, the authors push readers to think beyond moral condemnation. This approach is not an excuse for dishonesty. Rather, it is a way of creating more effective prevention strategies. If students cheat partly because they feel overwhelmed or disconnected from the learning process, then clearer assignment design, timely feedback, support for skill development, and explicit conversations about integrity can reduce the appeal of dishonest choices. The book also appears to recognize that many students are still developing ethical judgment, especially in environments where AI use is normal but rules remain unsettled. Understanding that complexity allows instructors to respond with both firmness and dignity. That balance is one reason the book is seen as especially useful for faculty who want practical guidance without adopting a purely adversarial mindset. Thirdly, assessment design is the front line of integrity. A major practical contribution of the book is its emphasis on assessment design. The authors argue that instructors should focus less on trying to detect every instance of AI-assisted cheating and more on creating assignments that are educationally meaningful and easier to verify. This aligns with the book's larger claim that integrity grows from course design, not just from policy statements. Authentic assessment plays an important role here, but the book does not treat authenticity as a magic solution. Instead, the available commentary around the text emphasizes that assessments should include forms of verification, such as in classwork, staged milestones, oral explanation, iterative drafting, or other opportunities for instructors to observe learning as it develops. These approaches make it harder for students to outsource an entire task, while also improving the quality of feedback and engagement. In the age of AI, this matters because polished final products alone are no longer strong evidence of student understanding. The book, therefore, encourages faculty to assess process as well as product. This is a realistic response to generative tools because it does not depend on perfect detection software or on unrealistic bans. It asks educators to build courses in which student thinking becomes visible. That strategy both protects integrity and serves the deeper educational goal of helping students learn in ways they can explain, defend, and apply. Fourthly, ethical development as a teachable learning outcome. The book also stands out for treating integrity as part of students' ethical development rather than as a separate compliance matter. In many institutions, academic honesty is framed mainly through policies, penalties, and orientation materials. Gallant and Redinger push towards something more integrated. They suggest that ethical reasoning should be cultivated through coursework, classroom norms, and repeated reflection, not left to disciplinary systems after a violation occurs. This position is especially important in the AI context because students are now surrounded by tools that can mimic competent academic performance without requiring equivalent judgment or understanding. That technological shift raises not only procedural questions about what counts as unauthorized help, but moral questions about authorship, responsibility, fairness, and the purpose of education itself. By embedding these issues into teaching, instructors can help students think more carefully about what they are doing and why it matters. The book also appears to connect ethical development with a growth-oriented learning environment. When students experience guidance, choice, feedback, and respect, they are more likely to see integrity as connected to identity and learning rather than as an external rule imposed by authority. This does not eliminate misconduct, but it broadens the educational response. The result is a more humane and intellectually serious model, one that treats integrity as something students can actively learn and practice rather than merely obey. Lastly, institutional culture and the limits of AI detection. A further key topic is the role of institutions in supporting integrity and the corresponding limits of relying on AI detection tools. The book argues, in line with recent public discussions by the authors, that instructors cannot solve the problem alone. Clear policies, shared expectations, staff support, and leadership commitment are all necessary if integrity is to become a genuine campus value rather than an individual burden placed on faculty. This is particularly urgent in the AI era, where uncertainty about permissible use can create confusion for students and inconsistency across courses. The authors also appear skeptical of making detection software the center of institutional strategy. Public commentary linked to the book stresses that detectors can be unreliable and can produce anxiety, false accusations, and additional labor. That does not mean evidence is irrelevant, but it does suggest that detection should not substitute for better pedagogy and policy. The book, therefore, promotes a cultural approach institutions should communicate expectations early, coordinate responses across units, and treat misconduct as both an accountability issue and a developmental one. This broader frame distinguishes the book from more reactive discussions of AI cheating. It recognizes that technology has changed the immediate landscape, but it insists that durable solutions depend on educational design and institutional coherence. In that sense, the book addresses not only classroom tactics, but the wider conditions that make integrity possible. In conclusion, this is a valuable book for college instructors, academic leaders, learning designers, student affairs professionals, and anyone responsible for academic integrity policy in higher education. It is especially useful for readers who are tired of alarm-driven conversations about AI and want a more durable framework for action. Rather than promising a technical fix, the book offers a teaching-centered response grounded in established academic integrity thinking and updated for the realities of generative AI. Its practical benefit lies in helping educators redesign assessment, clarify expectations, support student decision-making, and reduce the endless cycle of suspicion that AI has intensified. Its intellectual benefit is the reframing of misconduct as a question about learning, ethics, and institutional culture, not just rule enforcement. That makes it more than a classroom tips book. It becomes a position on what higher education should value when new technologies disrupt old assumptions. Compared with many books and articles on AI in education, this one appears to stand out for its calm, research-informed, and humane approach. It neither dismisses the seriousness of cheating nor exaggerates AI into an entirely new moral universe. Instead, it argues that the strongest answer to misconduct is still better teaching, more thoughtful assessment, and a campus culture that treats integrity as a shared educational purpose. If you would like to support Tricia Bertram Gallant, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.